that we are as well. We don't always interface it. We don't always access it. We don't always take advantage of it. But the light is already there. It's already assembled, waiting for our request, waiting for our, they're saying like drive-by, but what they mean is like, are we paying attention? Are we offering our focus? Are we offering ourselves to our highest advantage? And if we're not, that's okay. But we want to remember that it's like the universe is waiting on us. Our higher self is waiting on ourselves, our I Am presence. We're not waiting on another master to come by and lift us up into a higher station. Wouldn't that be lovely? But we want to remember that we're the masters that came in and took the incarnation and got a little, how would be the word? They're saying driven by false claims. So in other words, being the creators, and we've been creating out of the false claim, out of the darkness, out of disrespect, out of guilt, out of fear. So we get all that. So we want to remember that they're saying the keys are in our hand, meaning that anything is now possible. If we can remember that the energies are here to support us, to help us grow, to help us heal, to help us transform, as we will take our fill. So the more that we can remember to assert ourselves strongly. So when they're saying assert ourselves strongly, it's like lift ourselves up to greater height. So when I'm doing it, it's really the intention, and how would I say it? It's sort of like the intention by faith. So the faith is really realizing, remembering that it's all here for us now. Here's the important part. We're not waiting for next week, next month, next year. What is ready for us is already available. So as we will sign on the stroke of luck, meaning that we're saying yes to our light, we're saying yes to our illuminated brilliance, we're saying yes to our new availability. So when they said new availability, I just had a new master appear for me. So that's new availability, but here's the thing. If I wasn't doing group right now and I didn't set my intention high and I didn't open up to the light, I guarantee you that master was part of my spiritual path, but it wouldn't have arrived tonight. Maybe it would have arrived sometime down in the distance. So the more that we understand the power that's already inside of us, we will take a chance. And so we're taking a chance in our light. We're taking a chance in our illuminated existence. We're taking a chance in our power. And so we're taking a chance on what's inside. So remember that everything that we've experienced, a lot of it has been based on the belief in lack, the belief in separation, the belief in scarcity. The belief is I have to impress you and you and you and you, versus coming into my own self-respect, coming into my highest notion, coming into my true availability. So who we want to impress, who we want to claim, who we want to get the attention of, is our higher self. Who we want to be validated by is our higher self. Because as we will establish that in our guidance, as we will establish that power, as we will establish that light, and we remember we're creating out of these new energies, we can create, we can manifest whatever is ready for our next existence, meaning that whatever is due us, whatever is already granted permission by our higher self, in other words, our divine appointment, our divine path to secure our light, it's good to go. So the challenge is simply to be ready. The challenge is simply to be, how would I say that? They're saying to increase and multiply. So we want to remember that, how would I say this? Like, the more that we can let go of yesterday, the more that we can let go of the past, and really just sort of pass it on by. Like, it's fine, everything that happened. We all had a lot of karmic lessons. We had a lot of clearing. We were in the process of forgiving, releasing, letting go, resentment, guilt, and all that fear. And so all that's behind us. We don't have to have a moment of regret. It all served our heavenly notions. So in other words, through the experiences, here we are. Here we are, ready, poised for our next step, for our next advancement, for our next praise, for our next grace. So that grace is happening always. The best way I can explain this is there is just these energies that are increasing and increasing and increasing. So just imagine, I don't know, like you're a school teacher and you just have tons of supplies, like little kids, tons of supplies in your desk. And the kids come up and it's like, can I get more sticks? Can I get more pipe cleaners? Can I get more this? And it's like, sure, there you go. Take more, take more. That's basically what's occurring. So the more that we understand love is all around us, we're soon to find our way. We're soon to find our way at last. Because remember, we're not functioning out of yesterday's inclination. We're not functioning out of the past. We're opening ourselves up to our new journey, to our new graduation, to our new season, to our new increase at last. So allow yourselves to be fully restored. So being fully restored is, I'm not creating out of my own old consciousness, I'm fully restoring. In other words, I'm receiving that wealth of light. I'm receiving that heavenly glance. I'm receiving joy all around me. And so Shekhmet arrived, so we will receive her. And so when I'm looking at her, what I get from her is like significant strength. And when I'm looking at her, it's sort of like, I don't know if my knees are buckling or I'm not really sure, I'm a little nervous, tense, or whatever. She's got my back. You know, like she's standing there with so much readiness, with so much power, with so much might. And so when I look at her, it's almost like I'm convinced I can do the same. Remember, all these beautiful masters, they're all playing a part and they're showing us who we are inside. So there's no master out there that isn't showing us an aspect of ourselves. So it's very important that we sign on to that, that we agree to that, that we increase and multiply. So that increase and multiply is sort of like remembering when Jesus said, you know, ye too are gods, whatever he said. It's very, very true. In other words, we're God consciousness taking form. And so we kind of say that very quickly, flippantly, and we go on to the next, and we don't always really process the significance of that. So the more that we will take the master inside, meaning recognizing that we are opening up to our own master existence, to our own master consent, to our own master involvement, it's like they're saying, then we're properly prepared to dance. Then we're properly prepared for more increased movement, more movement. So allow yourselves to receive the truth of yourself at last. So the truth of yourself is anything and everything that was just stated, either in words or frequency or in energy, but by primarily energy. So there's a frequency transference that's occurring. And so the more that we say yes to it, the more they're saying scream and shout. They're so cute. But scream and shout is sort of like, be enthusiastic, be in partnership, be ready to receive. That's when we get our greatest gifting. So it's not like I don't have to pay attention, it's all going to come to me. It's here, but we have to pay attention. We have to agree. We have to consent. So receive, receive, receive to your heart's content. Oh, I love how they share that at the end. So our heart's content You know how they say, like wherever your heart is, there is your treasure also. So we want our heart to be really open to the higher energies, to the Elohim, to our I Am presence, to our transfer of faith. Anything where we're going beyond the past known quantity. So in other words, we all know physicality up to now. Remember, we don't see truth with our physical eyes. So as we open to our spiritual vision, as we open to our highest consent, this is where all things become possible, because we bring our true self through at last. So when I said through at last, when I was looking at myself, there was no more physicality. I was just like one big sacred flame. I just look like a flame, or like light. I guess it's a column of light, but it didn't look like a column. It just looked more like a flame. So in any event, the more that we take that inside, the more that we receive this at last, we're restoring ourselves. I don't know what word they're saying. I'm just going to say quickly. And I don't mean quickly like you got a rush, but like fervently, like with gusto, with enthusiasm, with readiness. So it's some kind of word where, what would that word be? Like enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the best way to explain that. So receive, receive, receive. So it is.